Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Joe Boyle's podcast. And I wanted to start this, I think. You know, this is the first episode. We'll see how I feel after it. But I had, if you've ever saw it, I say it like it was on the air. If you ever saw it, but I was starting a YouTube channel called Joe Boyle Life. And I might still do that and post little videos to that eventually. It just became a little bit more overhead than what I really wanted to do. A little more editing. It took up a lot of space, you know, a hard drive and stuff like that. I'm like, I want to do something simpler, somewhere I could ramble a little bit longer. I like the idea of the video, and, you know, my initial gut about it was, motivation was have demonstrate a little bit of an unpolishedness into the world, the internet world, because you always post the greenest stuff, the best looking stuff, but no one's like, hey, you know, let's just be. So I mean, not no one, but you see it less often. So that was a kind of an attempt at that, but it was just hard to think about, like, all right. You know, I still want it to sound halfway decent, kind of want to be, you know, coherent in terms of, like, I don't know, what I wanted to say and kind of settings to change it up and how it looked. It's just, and for how long I was talking, you know, I think a podcast would be better, you know, or what I really wanted to say. But anyways, so here we are, and I wanted to continue the Joe Boyle Life in podcast version. So like I said, this is episode one, and I hope it makes some sense. And I really just want this to be similar to Joe Boyle Life in the fact that there are things that, topics that I want to explore. I think a lot of us, if not all of us, humans, think about, crosses our brain at least, and But maybe just saying it out loud and having someone, listening to someone else say it, maybe brings a little bit of clarity, solace if you're troubled over it. Those are some pretty deep words for a first podcast. It doesn't have to be so heavy, but that's kind of the goal here. And a little bit of inspiration and more reasoning behind this was I started listening to a few podcasts more. And just realized the video thing for Joe Boyle Life was too much. You know, it's hard to watch a video, listen to a video even, and drive, for instance. You can. My buddy recently told me he watches Amazon while driving. It's Amazon Prime. I was like, wow, okay. I laughed. I'm like, I can see that. All right, I can see this, you know. but it cracked me up. But That was Ted, by the way. Ted, you'll probably never hear this, but if you do, I threw you under the bus. I wanted to give a little bit of my inspiration also for this. I listened, probably the two most, definitely, not even probably, the two most podcasts that I listened to the most, recently, off and on, was Rob Bell and the Robcast, as he calls it. You know, I like what he's doing in the world, and I have gotten a lot out of it, and, hopefully I'm able to, you know, as I'm like living life, I'm able to, for lack of a better word, regurgitate some of that, not purposefully necessarily, or with an agenda, but just like, just trying to be a better human. And, you know, he's got a really cool, unique way of looking at things, and want to be a better person. Who doesn't, right? Maybe some people, I don't know. But who else? Oh, Lewis Howes from the School of Greatness, also very inspirational. Good stories, good stuff. So I'm hoping this is a place where I can just talk and feel free and be free. You know, it's hard because once I start like talking in any sort of form like this, it's hard for me to loosen up, you know. I get into performing mode, which for some reason, this performing mode, it's have to be solemn and solace and blah, 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 blah. Maybe. So you might hear me fighting through some of that because it's not exactly the idea I want to portray or the feeling. But, you know, we're here and we're just going to kind of work through this and muddle through this. And, you know, if this episode, if there's more than one episode past this, cool. Then I'll start posting them because I probably won't post this right away because I want to see if I feel good about this one and keep on going. But that's my plan. I feel like there's some other things I wanted to share. Oh, it's just funny that when I said performing mode, like I'm in front of the, I was in front of the camera sometimes. I used to do this thing called Joe Wants to Know. And it's funny. That's like a different performing mode. Like that, I am a little bit more jovial. But for some reason, it's like, I don't know. With this, I feel like I don't know what it is. It's different. It's a different feel. And I don't like that. I'm hoping it goes away. If it doesn't go away, I won't do this anymore. Cause I want to think about the end game. Like, what am I giving out into the world? You know, and even the title that I had for this podcast, I didn't like what it, the content could be the same, but the title started off and led you in a direction that kind of brought more like, I want to say darkness, you know, like shame, you should be doing better, judgment. And man, there's too much of that. I have too much of that as it is already. There's too much. And it's like a constant battle of like, I mean, judging yourself, judging others, just like, why does everything have to be such a critique? Obviously it's good on some level, but, on a lot of levels, but, I don't know. I just didn't like it. And maybe it'll make more sense as I keep talking. You'll know where I'm going with that or coming from that. So I'm going to kind of pick up where I left off. I think it was around last year sometime. I stopped doing the Joe Boyle Life videos. I was like, too much. I mean, there's some good stuff. People liked it. And maybe, like I said, maybe I'll post both. I don't know. There's just I didn't like the camera and the laptop. I didn't have a separate camera. I didn't like the audio. And at least with this, I have a microphone. I guess I could have used a microphone with the video, but I felt like it was too much of a ordeal. This is just kind of sit back, relax with the mic and see what happens. So yeah, that being said, the topic, excuse me, that I had on my mind, was the idea. Well, hold on. Before I started off with that, this is the changed up title. It's like, what do we really need? I guess I would title that. What do we really need? ? And that title flowed from the idea of restrictions, which I feel like titling that as a podcast, just like, ugh, restrictions. What does that mean? What is that? But what do you really need? I feel like that's something we can all kind of like latch onto. And we might even be asking ourselves on a semi-regular basis, like, do I really need this? Like, what do I need? And I had lots of notes stored up from all of this. And honestly, I looked in the one place where I had them, and I don't know where they went. There's a couple of them, and maybe I just didn't like them anymore. I looked at my notes, and I'm like, I had a couple good things, and I was just like, yeah, whatever. And so there might be some more notes somewhere else, maybe in Evernote. I was using Todoist. Maybe I'll start a journal, maybe like a separate document, a separate place to write this stuff down, digital or analog. Rob said he keeps a paper book and he seems to be really proud of that, where he writes notes. And there's something about the writing it down out of your hand, I think, than just typing it. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun flipping through pages. Maybe that's just because I was born in the generation where the computer wasn't quite as prevalent. I don't know about the next generation, how they would feel. They might look at paper the way I look. They might look at a computer the way I look at writing notebooks now. Like, oh, that's refreshing. Like, I don't know. Or maybe there's something universal about screens and computers where we're like, we need to get away from this. Doesn't matter if you grew up on it or not. I don't know. Someone should do an experiment with that. Do a survey. I don't know. You'd have to like get a whole bunch of millennials that are like older than 20, though, maybe. Why 20? I'm not sure 20. I have some thoughts, but too hard to dig those up. And that's not exactly where I wanted to go right now, but that was a fun aside. So, dude, I do love rambling. This is kind of cool. So, restrictions. What do we really need? All right. Here is why I thought it was important to talk about. Let's see, which direction is good first? I think we all actually thrive when, all right, this is hard to admit, when our choices are limited. Okay, I don't like that idea off the cuff. Like choices, and first of all, choices are good. Options are great. We love them. We need them, I think, and they are a good thing. I think where I'm going with this is the brain space that like too many options, and there's lots of words for this. I think it was The Art of Manliness I listened to once, or my friend Matt listened to it and told me. He said there's an episode similar to it. What I'm not saying isn't new. I want us to all be comfortable with like a little less, because I think, and maybe it's just our culture, the kind of consumerist based, where like more and more choices is good, good, and good. And I think that choices are really good, but up to a point, and then it just becomes like confused, and like it takes up too much brain space. And I don't know about you, but I start thinking about things that the fact that I have the choices of, let's say, you know, going to a store, whatever I want, that's open 24/7. You know, like when I don't have the ability, like here's a good example. I go to this gym up the block here, and they were not a 24/7. They were, which seems to be like really prevalent. They were the hours change, but like, you know, 5 to 11 or like 8 to 10 or something on the weekend. And that was interesting. None of us, or all of us who went there, couldn't wait, because they started turning to 24/7. We're like, oh yes, this is great. You know, you can come whenever you want. And since they have, I've actually really enjoyed it. So that's where my options are pretty sweet. Except when the door still is broken. It doesn't let you in sometimes, which that's annoying. But I did enjoy the fact before this 24/7, I was like, oh, I know when they're open. I know when they close. I can plan accordingly. Like there's something about the firmness of that. It's like, oh, this is it. These are the rules. There's a freedom in that. Certain rules, I suppose, is what I want to say. Certain restrictions actually give you freedom. And I don't know what those are in everything. And maybe I'll title the podcast that. Rules are freedom. I don't think no one's going to agree with that. I think I won't do that. But certain restrictions and rules do give you freedom. Another example is a budget. And they explain this. I was lucky enough to have people teach this to me in college. But because especially when you're in college, high school, teenager, early 20s, whatever, late 20s, no, early 20s, maybe 50s, 60s, whatever. Like, you're like, oh, budget, ugh, that just tells me what I can't do. And again, this isn't new information, but it's actually quite the opposite, right? A budget tells you, it gives you freedom. Like, I have, let's see, what's a good round number? $1,000. I have $1,000. Okay, I want to budget that out for, you know, depending who you are, maybe you get $1,000 a day. Maybe it's a month. $1,000 a day, that'd be interesting. So, but anyways, let's say you have $1,000, whatever length of time you want to do that on. You're like, okay, cool. And you can decide beforehand, what do I want to spend this money on? I can spend it on this, that, and the other thing. And there are two sides. For me, the immediate emotion is, well, oh crap. Like, what if there's something I've already designated for one thing, but I want something else later? Okay, now there can be allowances, but that kind of gets away from the point. Let's say, no, there can't be allowances. And you can, once you know the rules, maybe you can break them later. Okay, but it's like, if you want something later that you have already budgeted, you can tell yourself, well, I can then get that later, and just follow the process of what you set in motion, and you can feel free to buy I don't know. Like, what would it be for you? A lot of people like Starbucks. That, like, example comes to mind. Maybe it's a new computer. I'm looking at my computer right now. You know, if you budget $100 a month, you know, for that, for the next, depending on your computer, you know, 4 years or whatever it is, you're like, cool, I can get a new computer and not have to worry about, like, do I really have the money for this? That's where it comes down to. And that's where I think the rules are good to be broken. The whole point of the budget, in this one example, it gives you freedom so when you do want to purchase something, you don't have to ask yourself, oh, crap, do I have the money? You know, there are going to be things in every day where it will go outside of the budget, so to speak, metaphorically and figurative. Well, I think this example is kind of beating a dead horse, so to speak. I hope you get the point with that. But restrictions, I think of, kids, parents set restrictions on children, and they usually thrive. We need rules on some level. It helps us, it gives us, schedule. Man, this is like old man Joe talking, right? A schedule is a perfect restriction. That's actually, again, there's always, let's say it works 80% of the time. I kind of like during the week, lately, I've started a new job-ish. It's contract work. I freelance video, photo, and currently website development. And I'm very thankful for where I've been working lately with Dan at Verdium, Dan Carbone, first and last name. You look him up. Good dude. And it's nice to like know like I can go somewhere every day and work, and I do like the work, which is helpful, but I worked another job recently which I kind of liked, not as much, we'll say, but it was still cool to, like, oh, I know where everyone's going to be at a certain time ish and when we're going to end, and I can plan accordingly. Like, something about patterns and behaviors and the schedule, it's nice to have a form to follow. Now, my personality is I can get a little too strict on form and not enough flow. You know, I've been learning lately a lot through listening to some other great people, Rob Bell being one of them, just about there's a certain flow. There's a certain flow in life. And I'm just trying to be more aware, more cognizant of that. I want to call it a divine flow, however you want to say divine. But there's something that is definitely bigger than me. I have to stop fighting, stop thinking about that I live in isolation. And this is kind of ripping off a couple people, but it's just maybe I'll just keep it here for simplicity's sake. Like, I'm learning to believe that Everything is in relationship. Me and people and life and the sun, the seasons, the sky. I'm looking outside right now, so I'm kind of thinking out that. Like the wind, like there's a certain flow, there's certain energies of the day. I do want to fight that, but I'm learning I only want to fight the relationships because I feel like I have an agenda. Not an agenda, that's a bad word. I have a certain goals I want to accomplish or certain things I want to get done in the day. And none of those are all great, great, great things. But just learning to take a step back. And it's good. Let's go with the flow. And I'm always constantly and just started learning that. And I want to work on it, which might be involved not working on it, not white knuckling it, but going with the flow, hence learning. So there's a little bit about restrictions and the glory of it, and less choices would be good. In some ways, too many choices. I don't know, maybe it's just my indecision, but it starts paralyzing you. You're like, should I do this, that, or the other thing? It's like, a perfect example. Like with the gym example, it's like, now that it's open 24/7, I'm like, I can go at this time, or that time, you know? Whereas before it was like, nope, I can pretty much, the earliest I can go is this, or the latest I can go is that. And that simplified life. So living a simple life doesn't mean, I don't think it means living with less. It can be, but it's like living with just the right amount that helps you, I think, focus on what, on helps you focus on like what you want to focus on, which is like a totally blanket useless statement, but it helps clear brain space and energy for other things, other things that you find important. And I feel like when there's less sometimes to distract you, you can put your energy towards things you really want to. Well, maybe I'll do a follow-up on this episode at some point. I feel like there's more to it. I still need to let it ruminate a little bit more. And we'll see if I have some other... I always have topics and thoughts to think about. But that is the first go on restrictions and how they are oftentimes a beautiful thing. And let's define it a little bit better first. It doesn't necessarily mean less. Maybe restrictions just means what's most appropriate for me in the grander scheme of what I want to do. When I start getting anxious about decisions and choices, it's like, okay, slow down. Like, when you have less and it's easier, like, okay, how can I make less in my life? Is it worth it? Is it what I really want? Yeah. So there's that. We'll keep going on this for as long as I can. But let me know of any feedback you have. Any other thoughts on restrictions or anything? I know what do we really need? What do we really need? It's hard to talk about this also because I feel like I'm a little bit not judgy, but like I don't want to say things in such a way where it's like I really have to eat my words or I have to follow it exactly later, and I can start thinking that way. So maybe as I have more clarity, I'll brush up on this. But what does simpler mean to you? What does simpler mean to me? What choices, what things can I add in my life? What things can I eliminate that would make me feel like I'm more of a whole of a person? And I think that's what it really comes down to. Like, I want to feel more whole. I want to feel more balanced. I want to be, as I said earlier, I want to be a better human. I want to interact better with people, with the earth, with, you know, like resources, energy, like literal, like electricity, like what do I need to like feel good about like how I'm treating the earth? What do I need? What is good to help me interact with people? Yeah, 'cause I want to be a loving person, and I want to, someone else said this, I forget who it was. They want people to come alive. Oh, I know who it was. My friend Robin. She said this. She's like, I feel like my goal in life, not in life. That's like, maybe it wasn't life. I don't know exactly what she said, but this was it. Like, she feels like she's made, or she feels best when she helps other people come alive. And I was like, oh yeah, that's good. I want to do that too. I want other people to feel like they are alive to do. I don't even want to, like, I don't know what that means. Like to do whatever, to do you. We'll do that. But who doesn't want to feel alive? Who doesn't want to feel whole and balanced and like things are in check and in rhythm and like, yeah, it's good. So how can we help each other become like more alive, more awake, more just with it? Those are good things. So there's a chainsaw outside. I don't know if you can hear that. I think someone's cutting a tree down. It's pretty cool. You know, doing some work, probably some yard work. All right. I think that is a pretty good gist for now of what I was thinking on about restrictions and what do we really need? I want to keep rephrasing it. What do we really need? not restrictions. Like, what do we really need? Because we're not sure. And the things that we... here I go again. I got more. So, and the things that we think that will... No, not always. Things give us life that we know will give us life, and we choose them. And they're good. But sometimes we just don't know what we really need or what we really want. That's not all the time. And that's not me trying to shame myself or you or anyone. Though there is part of me in there that wants to do that, because that's like my original like MO that I'm always trying to fight. Like, you should be doing better. It's like, all right, just stop, chill out. Won't you? How about joy being better? Let's just enjoy. But yeah, what do we really need? Yeah, all I was getting at is like, sometimes we don't know. We think we do. We're like, this will make us feel good. But usually things that don't make us feel good that we've chosen, I might eat my words later, and I'm going to be more aware of this, at least since I've said it now, or will say it here in a second out loud. I think there's usually an inkling in the back of our mind where we know it won't be quite as satisfying as we thought it was. So maybe, and then we choose it, and then we're like, oh, like, I don't feel good, or like, this, what, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, or I feel kind of empty. You know, I think there might have been a part of that, or there's already a knowing, I think, in us, but we were hoping it wasn't true. So maybe it's like taking these like little inklings of feelings that we don't really have expression for it, or know where it's coming from, or don't have the time, or don't want to give it to the time, or think it's worth the time to like, oh wait, this isn't really, I know this isn't really what I want, or I know this isn't really going to be what I need, or what I, and so maybe setting, and maybe it's still good to choose or partake in whatever that action is, but resetting expectations for it, you know, maybe that's something I need to do, something that would be good as far as what do we really need. Expectations could be a different thing. So that's about, I think that's, what do we really need? Restrictions. If I keep repeating it enough, I'll keep thinking of other things that I want to say. How many times can I repeat it? Restrictions. What do we really need? All right. We need each other. We need life. We need to come alive. We'll try and end there. All right. So it's really hard for me. You know, someone told me this the other day. I'm in a group of people, and it's really hard for me to say. I feel like there's always a long goodbye. Like, there's always like, goodbyes always seem to take a long time. And I was with a group of people, and I was like, man, it's just hard to leave. And someone said, that's a Midwest thing. And I was like, oh, is that like a cultural thing where we just kind of linger and we don't know how to end a conversation without feeling like a little bit of guilt? Or a little bit of like, or I don't know. I just, it was kind of relieving to hear that. Like, oh, so I'm not the only one who has trouble saying goodbye. And honestly, I kind of want some sort of extraordinary sign off if this is a podcast. And I don't have any. So goodbye.